proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Today we're looking at Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. We read in Leviticus 23, verse 26, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the tenth day of the seventh month there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath." In Leviticus 16, we see how God commanded Moses to have Aaron enter into the Holy of Holies once a year. We see he was to put on, in Leviticus 16:4, the holy garments. And he was to take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats of a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. So we see here Aaron, a sinful man, had to first make an atonement for his own sins, and then with the two goats make intercession for Israel. And then we see in Leviticus 16:14, "And he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with the finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times." And so over and over, verse 16, verse 17, verse 18, God says, "And ye shall make an atonement." That word atonement means literally to cover. That mercy seat covered the ark, which contained the Ten Commandments and the rod of Aaron that budded and the pot of manna. That mercy seat is the same word as atonement, kapporah. And so we see here this holy day was when the high priest went in once a year to make intercession and to cover the sins of the people. And this is the work of Jesus Christ, our great high priest, as we read in Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 11. "But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Hebrews 9:22. "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." Today, the Jewish people have no sacrifice. The rabbis say that God has replaced the blood sacrifice with the sacrifice of prayer. But we see that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Praise the Lord for Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him."
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.